reason. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa.
Wait, are you going to sacrifice your hearing for this?
Sure.
For the pot, that's fine. It's no problem. Mariah, can I hear you?
Yeah. I don't know. Can you?
Yes. I guess I can. Yeah, we'll just go in and bump up the levels just on Mariah.
If I talk like this.
I wonder.
If I talk like this and I walk like this, would you really want to.
Mariah, now talk.
I talk now.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I talk now.
Hey, let's. You guys just want to go with this? Should we just start the.
Wait, what if I talk now?
That's fine.
I talk now.
Well, I thought you might wait until I wasn't talking.
I'm talking, friend.
Okay. Hello, and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Kiss and Tell cast. I am one of your three hosts. I'm Scott Garner. With me, as always, are...
Corey Schmitz.
And...
Mario Domo.
That didn't come out awkwardly at all. We're doing a great job already.
Corey forgot his name.
Corey forgot his name for just a second, but it's fine. He covered it really well.
Yeah, he's got his name tag on. So
yeah, he was able to put his name tag.
I'm looking at my name right now on the computer.
He checked his email.
He's got his address on the inside of his coat.
Yeah. So this is our podcast, the Kiss and Tell Cast, and the idea is if you've got something to get off your chest, kind of a secret that you need to confide in someone, you tell us, and then we immediately air it out to the world. And there's a number of reasons you might want to do this. You know, sometimes it's a dirty secret that you don't want someone to know. Sometimes it's a secret that you're just really proud. What did you say?
Naughty.
Yeah. Sometimes it's
dirty.
Sometimes, though, there's things that are secret that you can't tell your friends that you're really proud of. And we're here for you. We want to help you with those little private triumphs. Just a little background on it. Mariah and I kind of had the idea that we wanted to do a podcast. We'd talked about doing something with people's secrets for a while. We talked about maybe doing a comic, different things, but we decided that this is the way to do it.
Wait, this is a video game podcast,
This is
right?
a video game podcast okay. about video games. Corey wasn't actually part of the conversation when we did this. We just kind of wrangled them into it.
So, yeah, I've been playing...
if you have any secrets about video games, Corey will field those.
Secret codes.
Speaking of secrets, we want to thank everybody that's written in so far. We kind of immediately got a pretty amazing response, literally within minutes of posting. That was kind of surprising. So we sort of handpicked what we consider to be some of the best emails we got right away. And we did get some good ones. I should say at this point that I've been reading the emails and Mari has. Corey has chosen to go into this blind.
Corey can't read.
Corey can't actually read. Corey, do you want to tell us about
you guys,
why?
This isn't going to work out if you're just going to make fun of me the whole time.
We don't want to make fun. No, I just... Can we get your... Give us your perspective on why you didn't want to read the emails.
Well, obviously, it's going to be funnier. More funny? Funnier?
Funniest.
Funniest.
Funnier.
If, I wanted no one to read the emails, but...
So, here's what we're expecting from Corey. We've got a bottle of wine here, and ideally, we're going to hear a lot of spit takes. So, Corey will just spew wine all over the equipment, all over Mari. So, that's what we're hoping for. We are recording for this first episode together in a room in sunny Seattle, Washington. And we're very excited about it, except for Corey, who still doesn't exactly know what it's about. So
I have my Seinfeld soundboard all over.
Yeah, he's got it already. He thinks it's a Seinfeld podcast about video games. So I don't even. Is there a Seinfeld video game? Would you play that?
Yeah, I just tweeted about how I wanted it to be a Seinfeld video game from Telltale yesterday.
That's awesome. So didn't really know where we should start. I thought we might just start at the top, even though the first email wasn't really necessarily a secret, but maybe it's a secret that you guys don't know. Mari, do you want to? Read that first little message.
Sure. It says, "This is adorable."
And that's a secret we're here to blow the lid off right now.
That's got to be Chris Furness, right?
I don't...
Or Ginny.
Shut up!
Or
hey!
Ginny.
Hey! This is anonymous.
Well, I mean, it's people we know that say things like, "This is adorable."
I don't know. It is.
Those three words are spoken only by two people in the
world. Well, it's nicely capitalized and punctuated, so we want to preemptively thank you for liking our podcast, even though we're just... You're typing really loud.
Thanks, Chris and Ginny.
Whatever anonymous person.
Or whoever.
Okay, so that was kind of that was the first one. It wasn't really a secret. But then minutes later, we got another one that is kind of a kiss and tell situation. Mari, do you want to read that one?
Hold on, I was checking my other email.
Okay, so you want to just read your email?
Oh, this one's so good.
Okay, what do we got?
It takes a great amount of energy not to cheat on my boyfriend.
Corey, you wanted the surprise. Okay.
That's just... Terrible.
That's awesome.
Or, actually, here's the problem with this, because I think this person deserves a round of applause or a pat on the back, because this is one of those private, but it's one of those private triumphs you have in life that you can't tell anybody.
Yeah, she's an unsung hero.
She should break up with her boyfriend ASAP.
She is, I totally agree with Mari. She's an unsung hero. She's out there fighting the good fight. She's like a top, you know, like a secret CIA agent who can't reveal.
Yeah, dude, she's a spy.
She's basically a sexual spy. And she has all these opportunities to get down with other dudes, and she's not doing it. And her boyfriend can never know.
Hey, you guys. Hey. What if it's the boyfriend?
What do you mean?
What if he won't let her break up with him?
What if it's his fault? I don't think we need to turn it around.
This could also be a dude. So.
Yeah, who knows? Here's what I say to this.
It's hot.
I'm so proud of you, anonymous person who wrote in. A great amount of energy that you're not getting any reward for it, but you know, virtue its own
literally
reward.
No reward.
Literally no reward. Nothing. Because you would be getting tons of hot sex with tons of other dudes.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend would never know. You could get down so hard, so fast. It would be so right.
Wow. Okay.
But at any rate, I thought that this person, I'm pretty proud of them. And I think...
It's better than cheating.
Yeah, way to go. You're not cheating. It takes a little energy. And that's the nature of it. You know, you're making a lot of noise, Corey.
I didn't hear any noise.
I heard noise, Corey, I don't have headphones.
So
you're breaking the third wall, Murray. Fourth wall.
The third wall.
That wall over there.
Well, by now the third wall is gone.
It's just the thing.
I don't even know how many walls.
Clobbering time.
Do podcasts have walls? We're breaking down all the walls here, folks.
Breaking down barriers.
So in closing, I'm very proud of you. Corey's disappointed. And you want to move on to the next email in the list, Maury?
Sure. The combination of weed plus the movie Paprika has gotten me laid more times than I care to admit.
Corey, reactions?
That sounds like a great combination of three great things.
That sounds really scary.
But, okay, here's what I wonder. I want to look at the equation here. So you have weed plus paprika equals sex, right?
Wait, is he talking about Paprika, the spice, or the
movie
film.
Paprika?
Oh, okay.
The film. I said the movie, right?
The anime?
Satoshi Kon
animal?
Animu.
The manimal. So what do you think is the secret ingredient? Because normally, paprika. Doesn't weed... Okay, I've never smoked weed, but you guys, you've talked to people and you've read brochures, I'm sure.
I know a couple people that have tried it before.
Does weed usually lead to sex or just being lazy?
Just being lazy.
So
lazy people can have sex.
Lazy people have sex. It's just really lazy sex. So that's fine. So maybe it's not. So I think, are we comfortable in saying that maybe the weed isn't the
actually? I changed my mind. This whole thing sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it sounds really scary, right?
That's the thing about the movie. That's kind of what I'm getting at. The movie Paprika is slightly terrifying at points.
Is a sex scene though, and maybe that's like enough to get it in your head.
Get it going, like a cartoon sex scene.
It's
with
not
freakish.
Super hot though.
Maybe afterwards you just have all these crazy feelings, and you're like, "Whoa, that was
I don't know how
a
to
trip."
How to,
and then
I want to have a baby.
Now maybe I could see if it was like ecstasy plus paprika, because ecstasy plus anything equals sex. But weed.
What about Viagra plus paprika?
Viagra plus paprika. Viagra plus weed plus paprika, the spice
plus paprika. Yeah, plus paprika. I was just gonna say that.
I'm glad we're on the same. By the way, it has come to our attention that Corey and I sound pretty similar in recording. So
I'm saying all of the appropriate things, and Scott's saying all the dirty, nasty things.
That's not true. That is not true. So I kind of read this as a situation where it's sort of a chemistry thing, where the whole, it's more than the sum of the parts. You get something new. There's a catalyst situation. This guy's a pioneer out there researching combinations.
Weed searching.
Combinations. I love that.
Sorry.
Corey, researching, you know, what combinations of kind of, you know, low-end soft drugs and foreign films lead to sex. And I'm glad that he or she stumbled across this combination and was willing to share it with the world. So for those of you out there having trouble getting busy.
I bet it's a he because no girls like anime. Come on.
Well, then why are they... Do you think they're sleeping with him so he'll stop the film? Like, they don't want to watch anymore and they don't know how to get out of it other than if they make it pass him?
I don't think
him?
So.
No, it's a good
That's
movie.
Gross.
Come on.
I'm so confused. Do you think they just sleep with him because he has weed and they want it?
I think weed plus a lot of things,
you know,
actually
weed
works.
Weed can just destroy your...
Brain. You know what I think?
Wait. Are they watching this movie in a group or just two people?
You know what I think it is? I think it's one of those situations where you have like, you know, some kind of talisman or magic rune, but then later someone says, it was you all along.
What are you talking about?
I think it's like...
So it was the person... Forget about paprika. Forget about the weed.
It's not the paprika. It's not the weed. It's just you. It was you all
along.
Yeah,
he's not giving himself enough credit.
These girls just want to have sex with your body. Not your anime collection. Not your drugs.
I have a theory.
Okay.
More times than I can count.
Then I care. Well, then I care.
Is this all during? Is this all during one?
Then he cares to admit.
Okay. So maybe this is all during one watching of Paprika with me.
It just happened one time. Yeah. But he says more times, plural, than I care to admit. So, which also, why are you being so cagey about it? I mean, this is all secret. You know, this is anonymous. You
kind
can trust us.
Secret, I guess.
We have a confidentiality agreement with everyone, unless we know who you are. Okay, so. I feel that one pretty well. Great. Yeah. Judges, how do we do with that?
Totes. I think it's kind of creepy.
Yeah,
it's a little creepy. Hey, weirdo, hey, guy. Core. Guy. Sex guy. You're not a creepy
sex guy.
Yeah, you're you're creepy.
You're fine. No. You're fine. You got these ladies. You know, you don't need the weed. You don't need the films.
If that ever happens to you, if some guy offers you weed and wants to watch this movie, run away.
Go on. Speaking of running away and sex and various... This is a segue.
No.
It was not a good
running
one.
Away?
Okay. This is our third email, and I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be a tough one to top because this so far is easily my favorite one, and I'm anxious, as I'm sure you listeners at home are.
It's pretty good.
To see how Corey reacts to this one.
Is this the church one?
Oh, shh.
God.
Corey.
Jesus,
Corey.
Corey can't read.
That's maybe Mare and my fault. We might have leaked it a little bit.
You guys are... We're take bad me at off this. Of the email list. How about that?
Okay, take... Corey's
I guess. Yeah.
Corey's like, I see these sense. Emails and I'm like, I want to click them.
So Corey's a liar. Corey's like a kid on Christmas that said he didn't open
three.
His present.
I read the first three.
Okay.
There's some good ones after this.
Anyway, I love this one. Mari's going to read it.
Okay.
Right read now? It, Mari.
Yeah, let's have it.
Every sexual first I've had... It doesn't say that. Every sexual first I've experienced has happened in church.
Comments, thoughts, Corey?
That's God's house, man.
Do you think this email's from God? Do you
I think it's from Jesus.
Well, I think there's a lot of ways this email could go. Mari, can I have an initial reaction before we kind of break it down?
Well, I thought it was hot at first. Like,
but then it got a little creepy.
Like forbidden fruit.
Hey, mm-hmm. But it might be like a whole like molestation thing.
Well, okay, so I thought that. I didn't want to say it. Like, it could be a priest.
I was raised
every
Catholic.
Time I the first time I molested same, someone was same. In a church.
Corey's also Catholic. Mari is some kind of pagan.
I'm a
Buddhist, Zen, China.
Satan worship.
Mari's Satan actually worship, Japanese, worshiper. Not Chinese. I'm sorry.
Japanese Satan voodoo worship.
So, so here's my take on this. I, too, initially thought this
was Mari's a shadow worshiper.
Mari's a shadow. Mari worships shadows.
I'm a shaman.
Mari worships horses. Mainly Pokemon. Corey, we got the first spit take. I didn't think that was that funny. Corey, your levels are way too hot to laugh that loud.
Sorry.
So let's go a little further into this. Every sexual first, in quotation marks, which I was a little curious about, I've experienced has happened in church. So there's a lot of things.
First boner.
Well, that's what I wondered. You know, maybe it's someone innocent.
So.
Maybe it was a young gay gentleman and he looked up at Jesus on the cross and looked at those abs.
Yeah, he's so ripped.
He's so ripped. He's looking so good. He looks so tough. And that martyrdom thing is hot.
And that blood.
No, we don't have to go down that route. I mean, it could be a lot of things. I was an altar boy. It could be, I mean, I don't want to go straight for the priest thing. I mean, that's a pretty obvious place to go with it, I think.
Yeah.
And
I don't think it's that.
It's probably not
that. You know,
that.
You guys are on those kneelers and...
I know. That's because that's what they're called, kneelers. speaking of kneelers, did you know that there
Neil
is
Armstrong.
A...
I don't want to talk about kneelers.
Okay, can we talk about one thing just real quickly?
Not kneelers,
I just
want
to just touch on this.
No,
did you know there
it.
Is a genre of a film called nunsploitation?
Is that like blaxploitation?
It's a lot like blaxploitation, but it's about nuns. And
is
it's
it
mainly...
like all Whoopi Goldberg movies?
Yeah. No. That's
that's racist.
That's nun blaxploitation.
Yeah, that's a combo, and that's a rare Blood. That's a rare bird. no, it's typically, you know, nuns in the convent. There's steamy shower scenes in the convent. There's maybe like a mother superior who's very aggressive with young ladies, lots of spankings, things like that.
That's just called porn.
But they're nuns, and they're films. They're softcore 70s things. Anyway, I think it's, you know, Italians love it.
They're your favorite.
But I don't think it was that. So every sexual first have experienced it. Maybe, you know.
Maybe they live in a church.
It's like, you know, some, you know, youth group or choir practice. You're late. Sunday school. You lock yourself in the bathroom.
We also don't know their religion. It could be a sex church.
I had not thought of
it. They could be sexitarians.
It could be like a creepy sex church or a really sexy sex church. Yeah. In that case, it's not that cool of an email because basically everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, who cares?
In short, I love this email. And I thought, I wanted to ask you guys, you know.
It's a very shocking email.
You don't look shocked. You look like you're just looking at the internet.
Well, Corey earlier typed an all caps tweet with a completely straight face.
Corey's a stoic fellow. He's a brick wall.
He's got that poker face.
Christ. He's got a poker face. I wanted to ask each of you if there was any kind of secret kiss and tell scenario sort of stuff that you've experienced in church that you'd like to get off your chest. And I will follow up with my experience.
Oh, my God.
Do you, Corey, do you have any secrets in church you feel like you want to get out right now? It's just you, me, and God, and Mare, and anyone who's listening to this, and your parents.
No, I can't quite think of anything. Sorry.
Nothing bad? So you're just a model? That's fine.
I'm a little Christian soldier.
You're a little Christian soldier. Yeah, Mare, do you have any...
I went to an Episcopalian school for 9 years of my life and went to chapel every, like, twice a week.
Okay.
So there was lots of church going.
Oh, the sheep worshiping is pretty
forgive
intense.
Forgive me if I hit this plug a little bit. I might have messed up the sound a little bit.
Okay.
Might have edited out Mare's devil worship. So
that's fine.
Just to recap, Mare was talking about how you worship goats.
When I was sacrificing the devil and having sex with the devil.
A horseman?
No, nothing. Nothing really comes up.
Nothing? So you got nothing?
I don't know. We just like...
I mean, it doesn't have to be sexy. Just anything you want to get off your chest.
Like secret?
Kind of vis-a-vis
that's
church.
So long ago.
I know.
I don't think so.
I don't want to pressure you guys.
I don't think so.
Well, you know, and actually,
I'm not pressured at all.
This is actually appropriate because sometimes when you put someone on the spot like this, they'll make something up. You know, they'll lie about it. And actually, that's
I never lie.
Well, can I tell you about the time that I lied in church
in front of God,
basically straight to God?
What'd you say?
Corey, could you please? Corey's gonna just tune out for a second.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear it.
As you may know, there's kind of a in the Catholic Church you sort of level up. There's different levels. You're born, you start at level baptized. You know, you go a little later. You've got a first communion.
Well, you have to get baptized first. You don't just start that way.
Well, you're born, and then it happens.
That's how you're born. Is being baptized.
Oh, that's
it's
how
kind
you're
of
born.
A like one of those levels. It's like the beginning cutscene before you even do anything.
Okay, so you don't have a class, and then you get
No. Catholicism.
Can we just call it cataclysm for now?
Yeah, sure. Catties. Yeah. Kiss and tell.
Cataclysm.
Okay. As you know, you go through life, you've got these waypoints to level up until you reach full-fledged Catholic. You've got baptism, first communion, first confession, okay. and confirmation. Corey's got it. Did you get confirmed,
no.
by the way? You didn't make it. Corey didn't make it all the way
up. He didn't get confirmed.
So... Let me, you know, as a baby, I was baptized. I did pretty well with that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did a good job getting wet and then dry, subsequently
what?
Dry. No, they put.
Talk like that.
I was a baby.
Gross.
They just anointed me with holy water and said some words.
Okay.
That went fine. Next was First Communion, which is basically just a snack.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a snack and that's fine.
Some yum-yums.
Yeah, you get some yum-yums.
Crackers
and that was
juice.
Fine. So, but here's where it fell apart for me.
Uh-oh.
Level 3, first confession.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know. You know, when you watch movies, you see films, television shows, documentaries that break down the Catholic confession process. Typically, you have a confessional, and it's this little kind of drive-through sin window. You sit in one side of the box. The priest sits in the other. You have a little bit of separation. And basically, you're telling your secrets to the priest, and he's going to relay them to God. He gives you kind of a prescription of some prayers to say to make it right.
He asks God real quick.
Is it just like that?
It's a lot like that. The thing
you tell people that you killed someone.
Here's the problem, though. At my church,
uh-huh.
you had to sit face to face with the priest in a room, mano a mano. There's no little cool wooden booth. There's no privacy. You're looking in a priest's eyes. I think it was a little unusual. First, I should mention that my priest, Father De Benedetto, might have been a mafia member in a witness league.
A mafioso
in a witness protection program. His name was Father De Benedetto.
Oh, undercover.
Should you be saying this?
He was an Italian man. I think he's been iced. He's got concrete boots at the bottom of
the ice. Is that what it is? I just imagine.
So what if this priest is listening to this podcast?
He's swimming. I'm so sorry, Father. Bless me. Bless me, Father, for I've sinned.
When you say iced, I just think he was like Mr. Freeze.
He's sleeping with an ice to meet you.
No, he's sleeping with the fishes.
He's sleeping with the fishes.
Oh.
So anyway, let me.
We took him to the cleaners.
This story's taken a long time. Let me just. So he's looking at you eye to eye.
Yeah.
You have to tell him everything wrong you've done in your entire life.
That's a lot of.
You're maybe 12 years old.
A lot of stuff.
Oh my God! By 12, I was.
No, you're like 7, man.
I think I was at my church. I'm pretty sure I was 10 or 12, and I'm pretty sure I was a little hellion. And I'd done terrible, terrible things by this time. Deplorable things.
Yeah.
And I could not bring myself to tell them. So I was a little cagey about it. And so I told the priest a couple things, you know, just to grease the wheels a little bit, soften them up. And I could tell by the look in his
eyes. Grease that priest's wheels.
Yeah.
Grease that priest.
He wasn't buying it. So I started to make up things that I had done. I started to invent new crimes.
Were they
because
bad?
I felt they were not as bad as the things I'd actually done. But okay. I think that was a real turning point for me as a Catholic, realizing that I had just lied in front of this representative of God, trying to make myself seem bad, but not too bad.
Uh-huh.
You know, bad, but not as bad as I really was. And I think that was sort of the end of me in the church at a very young age. So there's if anyone's wondering why I'm going to hell, that's probably the first the first reason. Let's move on.
So don't trust Scott.
Don't trust me because I will lie to you. But I will tell you bad things, just maybe not as bad as it really is. I'll break it to you gently. I'll soften it up a little bit.
I'll break it to you. There's
you know,
no
like
hell.
You know, there's situations where you want to, you know, you don't want, I didn't want to go too hard
sometimes
on God.
Sometimes I just want to grease that priest.
I know. You want to go ahead and move on, Mari? Can we do this next one?
Yeah. Okay. I have a massive crush on one of the girls at work, despite her being 5, maybe 6 years older than me.
Actually, before we get in this, do you want to go down the list a little bit and hit the one, I think it's 2 later?
Sure. Yeah. It's
wait, so we, let's, we just read this one, though.
Well, I know. We're going to put them together. This is like a 3-for-1 deal.
It's a twofer.
I have a crush on my coworker. She likes me as a friend, but that's all. I used to be a love him and leave him type, but now I really, really like someone who doesn't like me.
Help. Okay.
Wait, so this is advice.
Okay. Do you want to go to the one right before that as
right
well?
Before. Oh, there's so many. There's a cute boy at work. And all I do is look at his bum and smell him. And then there's like 5 exclamation points.
Smell his bum.
So, I don't think she smells his bum. is she a dog? Did this come from a dog?
I just want to bark whenever I see it.
We got kind of a theme going here. Corey, what's your take on this? We got a theme
what
of people.
What order am I going in here?
Well, it's all the same. It's like
coworker, no, it's not.
Coworker love.
Well, I skipped 2 because I wanted to group this together.
Well, the second one, the person doesn't like them.
Yeah, but in all three cases, someone's got a crush on
a
coworker.
I think it's pretty like blanket, you know. You just
what's your take on coworker crushes, Corey?
Well, it depends on your job.
Okay, and what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean if you're working at Target, it doesn't matter. If you're working at a law firm, that could be a.
If you are the president of the United States,
have you ever had a crush on a coworker?
Oh yeah.
Do you have one right now?
No.
No, not any. No one comes to mind.
No.
Mare doesn't work.
I don't work. I work at home, so that's weird.
Mare works out of the home. Do you have a crush on Corey? They're roommates.
Not really, no.
Mare, what's your take on this coworker crush thing?
I think it's pretty bad. I don't know. I mean, we know.
It depends on the environment of your work.
Yeah, it depends, I guess. And sometimes you can keep it a nasty little secret. Well, that's pretty good.
Dirty.
Like sex in the elevator, sex in the break room, sex in the...
If you're a bellboy or an elevator worker, I guess, yeah.
No, there's elevators in buildings. I wait, just say that because I've done these things.
Right.
And I
right.
also say that because in my experience, this is a poor,
not good.
A long-term poor choice. I have to say.
Poor.
It's a poor choice.
Poor.
To go, I mean, you know, here's the main thing about it. It's not, when you're at work and you've got a crush on a coworker, it's not because she's the best. You know, it's not the greatest girl. She's not perfect for you. She just happens to be the best girl that you
day.
Work with.
That's
like,
true.
Of the ladies you work with, she's the best. And I can see, you know, there's plenty of situations in life where you're just exposed to somebody and she's top tier. Maybe she's, you know, the hottest girl that works at Target. But there's other targets. There's other,
there's thousands
purveyors
of
fine goods that you could go to. You could date
Walmart,
someone like a JCPenney or something.
Ross.
Don't date anyone if you work at Walmart, please.
Or Ross.
As a favor to, yeah, as either.
No,
but do date Ross. He's a good guy.
Ross is an okay guy.
I like Ross.
With, okay. Date Ross.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's pretty true.
Here's the problem. You know, one, you might, you might actually meet a girl that is good outside. And then what are you going to do about this coworker crush? Because you can't get away from
darn fine woman.
If anything happens. Now, on the other hand, I mean, this is, and this goes to kind of a, I think it's Keats, the Tales from the Grecian Urn kind of thing. Like the,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think it's me.
Picture this. I'm going to paint a poetic portrait for you.
Okay.
Think of a Grecian urn. You know, it's got like a black figure image going on. Corey's falling asleep. Mari's still hanging on.
Corey's looking at Keanu Reeves'
porn
Wikipedia page or something. I don't know.
No, the Grecian urn kind of theory is that the youth is chasing the girl, but he'll never catch her. But he's got this eternal.
It's the chase.
It's the chase. He's, you know, and so that can be healthy.
What a thrill.
You know, it's a thrill. You've got this girl at work. She's cute. You see her every day. She brightens up your work life. Maybe you have like a casual light flirtation. Maybe you're smelling her.
Smelling her bum.
Maybe you're looking at her butt. I can't really imagine a scenario that's okay unless maybe you're like a ballet dancer. I'm going to have to by the way, this is anonymous, but when you say bum, we know you're British.
Or just an Anglophile.
Or a grandma.
We got those on the internet.
Move
to America. Come on.
And smelling your coworkers, I have to say, might be a little much. I mean, looking at them, fine.
Smelling his bum.
No, just, I don't, that's definitely too much.
Well, I guess they didn't say smell
if you're
his
like
bum.
She did not say that. I assume it's a she. He's a cute boy. So,
nice bum.
I guess, you know, we're not really here to give advice. Mare is a professional counselor and will give you bad advice on his website. Do you want to plug that, Mare, while we're
at it? Sure, it's magba.tumblr.com. It's Mario. It's an acronym for Mario Doma Gives Bad Advice.
So if you want bad advice, I'd say go directly to Mare. Mare, do you want to give a taste? So for this one person that says help, she likes me as a friend, love him and leave him, et cetera, et cetera. Do you have give us a little taste of that Mario Doma advice.
Oh, well. For the love him and leave him dude?
Yeah, give him a... He wants help. He's got help with an exclamation point. Just give him a...
I got to reread the question. Hold on.
Okay, let's... Mario's going to do this.
This is really unprofessional.
I have a crush on my coworker. She likes me as a friend, but that's all. I used to be a love him and leave him type, but now I really, really like someone who doesn't like me.
Okay, now pause for 1 second just in case we like add a jingle that's like the Mario Domo help section. So just everyone just be silent for a few moments. I'm not really going to add a jingle.
Okay.
I'm not going to add one.
No.
Mari, go ahead.
Don't do that. Stop it. Stop liking this person. Because if they don't like you, it's not going to be like a flip that or a switch that just flips.
Can I offer a counterpoint to that?
No.
Can I?
Corey, this isn't.
Will you mediate?
This isn't Sgugba. Scott Garner gives
okay,
bad advice.
Okay. Can I give you two? Okay. Mari's given his advice. He said his piece. I've got two words for you. Are you ready? Can I just drop two words?
Two words.
Weed, paprika.
Okay. I guess it works.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It works every time.
Try that.
Okay.
Yeah. Get on the couch.
Can I give you a third word? Church.
Church.
Can I give you a set of those words together? You ready? Weed plus paprika plus church.
Church. Well, what about this? Weed plus paprika plus sex equals church.
I think that's actually true. I think that's how church began.
Yeah, maybe. Actually.
Yeah, that's probably
what
to
think about.
Okay, let's go on. Mari, we skipped a couple. Do you want to go back to the high schooler? We've got a young person.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Off their chest.
Is this older than 18 years old?
They're probably.
I imagine this person's pretty young.
Yeah, it's fine. It's legal.
Okay.
It's not sexy.
It's just I hate every single person I've met in high school.
And to that, I have to say that's totally normal.
Yeah.
Corey, to that, I say college, dude.
College kind of.
For friendship-wise,
it rules. Yeah.
No, let me... So I think I can bridge this back to what we just talked about. People in high school, you're around them because you have to be. Your high school friends are your friends because, you know, they're there. Yeah. High school is not so hot. Corey, do you have any... Can I get some high school advice for you?
Just know who your friends are, man.
What is high school advice?
No, I
advice
mean,
for high school?
No, look, I have to say... Should I have a confession to make? I'm 30 years old. I haven't been in high school for 12 years.
I don't know what high school is.
Mare is like, what, 16? How old is
Mare's in high school.
I'm 28.
Corey is...
I'm 22.
Corey's a little closer. Mare's the closest of all. So I think Mare's the one we should turn to for this high school advice.
We were in this... Corey and I were in the same grade. Anyway, okay. High school. High school sucks. It is the worst.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It is so bad.
Corey was popular. Mari wasn't. It was pretty popular.
Ate lunch by myself.
In the cafeteria?
No, there was no cafeteria. Was there? I don't even fucking know.
I think high schools typically have a cafeteria.
Do they serve food at high school?
That would have made it way better.
I was so hungry, you guys.
We had a really bitching table at lunch. It was the cool kids such a crew table we had going.
By senior year, were you going off campus? Can I ask you that?
Of course.
Of course.
Every day.
Can I take you back to 98? Can I take you back to my high school?
That's one. Okay.
The 94 to 98 experience. Some of you might not have even been born.
We were. Oh, people like, listening?
We have listeners. May not.
Probably. People are born every day.
Can I tell you? I have a little bit of high school wisdom I'd like to give to you. My freshman year, I was totally unpopular, picked on, treated badly, and then I learned an important lesson that I hope can help you, anonymous listener.
Skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans. No, they didn't. They weren't even invented
paprika
yet. Actually,
plus weed.
No. Equals skinny jeans.
Perfect. Yeah, there it is. No, here's what I learned. I learned that the unpopular people at a school vastly outnumber the popular people. And if you can become popular with the unpopular people, you will rule the school.
I just watched an episode of Veronica Mars that was like that.
Did that work?
No, it didn't work. She lost. But she was, I think, not as qualified and did not have a celebrity backing her up.
See, that's the... I don't know if I had a... Am I,
you wait, had Nicolas
are you
Cage.
Saying that I'm a celebrity?
No. In the show, it's like Southern California, so there are celebrities all over the place.
So was Nicolas Cage involved, or did just Corey just pull Nicolas Cage out of nowhere?
No, you had
sure,
Nicolas,
yeah,
Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
I had
sure.
Nicolas Cage to turn to, and I got, I mean, you know, I through his films, through his cinema, and his characters, I was able to sort of blossom.
Hey, what's your favorite cinema by Nick Cage?
Nick Cage? I'm going to have to go... It's
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. Con Air. You know, it's a pretty stock answer, but it's Raising Arizona. You guys think differently?
No, it's obviously Raising
it's
Arizona.
It's obviously Wicker
I think
Man.
It's, I almost said Two-Face.
Adaptation?
Face
Ooh,
Off.
Face Off.
Oh, Face Off is good.
Two Faces.
Two Faces.
The Two Faces.
so, in short, Nick
Nicolas Cage.
Cage
and Two Faces.
What if Nicolas Cage, so like he just has two faces physically? He has
the man
both John
with two
Travolta's,
faces.
The man with two faces. I love it.
The bees.
And then there's bees. No, I you know, I just to, I don't want to harp on this, but I, you know, once I figured that out, sophomore year, junior year, class favorite. I went from nothing, from zero to hero.
But that doesn't work for everybody.
No,
not everyone
work.
Can be.
No, it'll work.
Not everyone can be class president.
Not
or
if
whatever
you're a
the,
total
whatever
dork.
The hell. Yeah, not if you suck.
See?
If you smell bad and wear a cape.
See how popular I am just in this room? I'm probably the most popular guy in this room. Mariah, do you want to move on to the next one, which I also really enjoy? And I want to get Corey's take on this immediately. Corey's checking his phone, so he's not really engaged.
Oh. Okay,
Corey,
yeah.
Can you please
I'm listening?
Can
should
you focus?
Should Corey read it? Like, I feel like he might need the connection.
I have a
or something.
Corey, you were just laying down, not even close to the mic.
I can focus on many different things at once.
Okay, I want Corey to read this, and I want to watch Corey's face as he reads it.
Hey,
you want me to show you?
Can you forward me the email again?
Corey already deleted the email.
Okay, which one is it?
Corey, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
God. And say it to me.
I don't read it tomorrow
read it
like
to
you
me.
Mean it.
Look in
no,
my eyes.
No, I can't do that.
Read it to me like you mean it.
It says, this is so dirty.
Let's hear it. Come on, just roll. Let's roll with it.
I want to do nasty, dirty things to you that you will never forget. I want to taste and leave bite marks all over your body. I want to tie you to my bed and use you and take advantage of you in many ways.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corey Schmitz. Thank you, Corey.
Yay.
So, Corey, initial reactions. You look a little creeped out.
That's quite the secret. That's a secret.
Okay, the best part is that it's addressed to one of us.
Well,
one of us.
Or all of us.
No.
Here's the, no, when I read that, you know, I think there's some typos. I think it says, I want to do nasty, dirty things to the three
Corey.
Of you.
To the podcast?
To the three of you gentlemen that you gentlemen will never forget. I want to taste and leave bite marks all over your bodies, plural.
Royal you?
I want to tie you three to my bed, which, unless you've got a king
size.
Oh,
that's bad.
I don't know
yeah.
if you're going to fit. If you got a
that's
twin,
not going to be fun for us.
I mean,
that's going to be torture.
Corey and I are grown men. Mare is a halfling.
I'm a hobbit?
He's kind of a... He's a little bigger than a hobbit. His feet aren't as hairy.
I'm like a...
Very dwarfish.
Hairless hoblet.
Right, just like hoblet. A little...
He's a hoblet.
A hobber. Hobber. So, who do
I can go for a good strawberry hoblet right now.
I love that.
What is that?
So, ooh. Corey, what do you think? Is this just some sicko, or is it someone that knows us? Or who do you... Can everyone place a vote on who they think this is for?
I don't think it's anyone we know. Or, I mean, I don't...
Well, it's obviously for me.
Know.
But
it's clear.
Here's the real question is, who's it from?
Me. It's from me. It's not from me. I would tell you right out because I've got the guts to do it. I've got the self-confidence.
Yeah, he's
and
got
I've
the
got
guts.
What it
he's
takes.
Also a liar.
and I will tell you lies. Mari, what do you think about this?
Lie your pants off.
What do you think about this letter?
I don't know. I get like creepy questions on Formspring and Tumblr sometimes, but nothing like this.
For those of you that might not know, which I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you know. Mari of our little triad here is a celebrity. He's famous for his Pokemon comic collection called Letters to an Absent Father. He has hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter.
No. Ages Facebook, all between 12, MySpace, 15.
All the tweens. Orkut, the tweens love me.
Friendster. The problem, and what's really cutting into it is his demographic, I think, is that you have to be 13 to create an account on some of these sites. And I think that.
Yeah, I'm really big on Neopets.
He's pretty huge on Neopets. So I have to say that my take is that it's probably for Mare. Corey, what do you have a comment for that? Or are you just stroking them? Corey's getting pretty sleepy.
I don't think so. Yeah, Corey's dead.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Could be for anyone.
It could be.
I thought it was for Scott. I thought it was very clearly for Scott.
Why do you want to say why that's why you think that?
Because I know your history. I've seen the bite marks. I haven't actually, but I've heard stories.
Well,
I've heard tall tales.
Listen, I don't want
to. Those are some tall.
You don't kiss and tell? Is that what you're going
to
say?
Listen, I don't kiss and tell to anybody but Mari. Mari's heard a lot of things. Mari's seen maybe some emails and tech. Whoa, we had a little technical glitch there. Apparently, we got too sexy. Or we were censored. Do you think we were?
I think the
Patriot
man,
Act.
I think the man tried to.
Probably the Patriot
shut us down.
So I was WikiLeaks. About to. So listen, Mari just assumes. We're all good-looking guys in here. I mean, we're all, you know, we're attractive gentlemen. We all have the film Paprika on DVD and Blu-ray. It could be any one of us. We've all been to church.
I don't have a television.
Mari doesn't have a television.
So it's not Mari.
Mari, I should maybe say, Mari is less of a person and more of Corey's pet.
No, he's more of Wally from the movie
so
Wally.
If Corey had a pet and that pet was Wally from the hit Pixar film.
Wally.
Wally in France. So Mari thinks it's me. I don't know. It seems unlikely because I feel like I don't have the, I just don't have the fan base that Mari does, but it could be if it was, I mean, there's, I'm flattered. I'm sure Mari would be flattered. Corey, we're all flattered.
I would be so flattered.
I feel like we all, I mean, despite the range of the different amount of followers we have on respective social networks, I still feel like there's quite a large pool to grab from for any of us.
Like, yeah. It's like, it's not just like Twitter. Twitter's not like a.
Well, yeah, even on Tumblr, each of, I mean.
I know, I don't want to imply that we're all massively huge internet celebrities. We're all, you know, we're all fireworks. We're all glimmering in the sky. We're all in the middle of our 15 minutes of fame.
Basically.
And we're at the top. I'm at the top of my game. Mari's at the top of his. Corey's, he's up there.
I'm on fire, you guys.
Corey's on fire. Really is. No, Corey, boom. I mean, we'll talk about this a little later, I think. But Corey's a celebrity in his own right. In the video game world,
I want to do nasty, dirty things to Corey.
Mari does. I do, too.
That he will never forget.
I, you know, and maybe it's a little modesty, but I do feel like that these two guys are, these two guys are a legitimate internet celebrities.
Oh, shush.
Oh, go on. Okay.
You're too much.
You're just too much. So we talked about a lot of things. We've hit a lot of points today. We talked about sex and church and weed and paprika. And I think we helped some people get some things off their chest. Mari, we've got one more email that I think to me, really ties up a lot of what we talked about today. This is sort of the grand finale that brings it all together. So, Mari, do you want to
tie up that greasy priest?
Tie up that greasy priest.
It's kind of appropriate.
So, Mari, can we get that last letter?
I don't know if this is really a secret. That's part of the secret.
Okay.
But I'm terrified of Mormons.
Corey, you got any reactions on that?
This was from Corey. He's scared stiff.
Corey, you look a little nervous. Do you think there's Mormons listening?
Don't say Mormons.
First, okay, people
they're
of
weirdos.
The faith
I mean,
previously mentioned.
Mormonites.
We don't want to, okay, first of all, maybe I should say that the little disclaimer that the opinions of our listeners and anonymous correspondents do not necessarily reflect our opinions, but in this case.
I don't think Mormons are weirdos.
They're freaking crazy. Mari, do you have an opinion before we get into this?
They're pretty cray cray, but I knew a hot Mormon in high school.
Did you get?
No,
they totes cray cray.
Yeah, they cray cray.
Well, can I tell you why she wasn't interested in you?
No, I don't know.
She's Mormon and she wants to marry another Mormon.
It's high school. So
well, also because you're not white.
Oh.
And I don't know if you know this, but
damn.
If you are not white, it means that in the, you know, pregame before Earth was established.
Pregame.
The, you know, Jesus and Lucifer were brothers. They're bros. Right. Jesus was on the yes team to get some humans up in here. Satan was on the no team. And then there were people that were undecided. The Jesus team became white people.
Is this official Mormon canon?
This is straight. This is canon. This is straight from the Book of Mormon.
From the mythos?
Yeah, this is straight. What's his name? John?
John Smith.
John Smith, thank you.
Is it really
when John Smith,
John Smith
found the sacred book on a hill in, like, Albany, New York. no, listen, so there's some exaggeration here, but, you know, there's some truth to this, that the people on Satan's side became demons, the people on Jesus' side became white, the undecided became not so white.
They became Asian.
Asian, black, Native American. These people are the people who sat on the fence, and they're punished for it by their skin color. So I'm sorry.
Whatever, I can suntan.
Well, I don't know.
I've been sunburned twice in my life. How many times have you been sunburned?
Daily.
Every day.
I'm just as white as this. Mari.
14 times.
14 times.
Corey has, he checked his iPhone. He checked a website.
He checked his app. Sunburn app.
I should maybe say, though.
Oh, by the way, the beliefs of the Mormon Church do not in any way reflect their own beliefs.
They do mine because, two points here. First of all, point one, Mari has not had a sunburn because he doesn't go outside during the day.
That's true.
And secondly,
sparkles
don't go outside, period.
Okay, you have what's that Pascal thing? Like, you know, it's better no matter what the deal is. It's you're better off believing in God because, you know, if there is no God, you're fine. If there is a God, you're fine, which I have problems with that. But if you're going to, you know, place your bets on any religion, go Mormon, man. Do you know what you get? Do you know
virgins?
What is awarded
to you?
No. Wait.
What do you get?
You guys don't know? Do you know what you get?
Root beer.
Root beer. Oh, shit.
All the root beer you can drink.
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
You become a God. You get a god. You're a god of your own universe.
I thought we were.
Wait, could I be God Corey then?
We are all made of stars, Moby. No, you. Yeah, you're like our Corey who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. You get when you die. If you've been a good Mormon, you get to be a god of your own universe. Our God, the God of our Mormon Christian God. Uh-huh. He's just a dude from.
Wait,
some
so is
universe.
He one of the gods? So
well,
there's
in
all
our
these
universe.
Universes?
In our universe, he's the man.
But he's just some random guy from another universe.
Well, yeah, I think that's the case.
That's just
you,
Gary.
Forgive me, you know, I haven't. He's just like Thomas, Tony,
Thomas Tank Engine,
Big T,
Jerry,
Tom Hanks.
And take this with a grain of salt. It's been
Hanks.
A while since I
Tom
looked
Hanks
into this, but you know, and Mormons out there, forgive me if I'm blowing your cover. If this isn't 100% canon,
or if this is extremely offensive.
No, go seriously. Check out Wikipedia. There's actually. You remember the Scientology episode of South Park?
Yeah.
Somebody did an animated Mormon thing that tells you about all this. It's on YouTube. It's all legit. There's also
I read it on the internet.
No, these are real things. Uh-huh. This is true. You get to be a god. They don't like to talk about it. They also don't like to talk about their magical sacred underwear that protects them.
I've heard of that.
It's called temple garb. It protects you from all harm.
Temple guards, like from Legends from the Hidden Temple?
Garb.
Oh, carb.
But if you have on this underwear and you're in a fire, you'll be fine. Listen, I'm not here to blow the lid off Mormonism. You believe what you want to believe. And truly, if you're going to believe in something, go all the way. Go for the one where you get to be God.
Get on that Momo.
That's pretty cool.
Get on it. So if you're terrified of Mormons, just remember that they're in it to win it. You know, and maybe they're a little more committed than you are. Than, you know, there's something to be said. You're an angel in heaven. You're playing your harp. You're hanging out with your dead relatives. But you could be a god.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty sweet. So that was our last email of the night, and hopefully I've not offended all the Mormons. I think you're great people.
Catholics.
I'm incredibly entertained by the things you believe.
Asians.
Black people.
Black
Asians.
People. What is this list of
people that got offended during the show?
Maybe.
Nicolas Cage fans.
Nicolas Cage. I want to send out a personal apology to Nicolas Cage.
I want to send out a personal vendetta to Nicolas Cage.
I'm
coming for you.
But big ups to Tom Hanks.
Big ups
to
Tom Hanks. Oh, actually, I prepared a statement for Nicolas Cage, a personal statement. Do you guys want to hear it?
No.
I want to do nasty, dirty things to you that you will never forget. I want to taste and leave bite marks all over your body.
Nick Cage isn't on this podcast. That'd be awesome.
Well, what if – maybe I didn't put in care of field on the website. Maybe it's supposed to be to Nicolas Cage, in care of Kiss and Tell. They know, as you know, Nick Cage is a big friend of the podcast.
Yeah.
And so it could be that someone sent this to us hoping that we would relay it to him.
Hey, so Nick.
Nick, somebody's out there. They're down to get down. So I don't know what your situation is.
They're totally DTF.
You're friends with Nick Cage on Facebook, right, Corey?
I'm friends with Nick Cave on Facebook.
Okay, that's different. Sorry. Mark, you are, though. What's his relationship status on Facebook?
It's complicated.
Is it complicated? I think it's bankrupt.
I think he's dating Meryl Streep and Alec Baldwin.
That's fine.
And John Travolta.
And John Travolta. He is John Travolta. It gets really confusing.
Here's what I'm confused about. You know, for the film, they switched faces, right? Did they ever switch back?
IRL?
Yeah. They're both classically trained character actors, so I know that they actually went through plastic surgery
and they switched faces.
But did they switch back?
It's method acting, right?
Or did they Yeah. A lot of the greats have
they haven't it. Switched back, and that explains face switch a lot.
Okay. I think so. So Nicolas Cage, thank you. Mormons, thank you. All our listeners, thank you.
Thanks, Nicolas Cage, aka John
JT.
Face Off is a Justin documentary.
Timberlake.
For those of you that haven't seen the documentary film Face Off, I can't recommend it enough. I think it's a sleeper for the Oscars.
Directed
this year.
By Michael Moore.
Hey, have they? What other
Face Off documentaries?
When have they reunited?
That might have been a one-time thing.
Was that?
Oh, another.
Another JTSC joint.
Oh.
Can we get behind that? Can we come out right now saying that we want to make that happen?
Face Off 2?
That we have. You know, the considerable power of our new podcast.
Face on.
I love it. Face back on. They trade back.
Facebook.
Face back.
Facebook. Wait, is that new Facebook movie about?
Yes.
Oh,
have you not seen it?
The Social Network is about.
Well, yeah, that's like the whole twist. It's like the first 30 minutes it's all about.
Do you know, I did not see that film. I have no interest in Facebook, but
it's so good.
Do you know that the twins in that, with they Benjamin Buttoned that face?
I know, it was brilliant.
It looks perfect.
I didn't know during the movie. But I thought it was totally
real. But in
real.
Tron, the face replace looks like garbage. Why do you think that is?
The reface?
Well, because the face in Tron is... I mean, the face in Social Network is a real dude's face.
But Jeff Bridges is a real man.
Yeah, but that was...
It's all CG.
That was all CG.
Do you think I look like Jeff Bridges? Do you think I could have worked as an actor to
replace
him?
You look like... You don't look like anyone.
Thank you.
Who are you?
You don't even look like Scott.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so that's all the questions I pulled for tonight. Guys, Mario, was there anything else
you wanted to add? But the podcast is just beginning.
The podcast is just starting. We're an hour in on this take.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that's too much.
That's a totally decent amount for a podcast.
No,
for a PC.
Dude, that's so long. I was shooting for 30.
My fave podcasts are about an hour and a half.
10 minutes?
10 minutes. I wanted to be in
5 minute podcast.
10 minutes, 10 questions.
Yeah, we just riff through. We just I feel like we're in a good place. So please use the form on the site. Send in your secrets. You can kind of. We were sort of making this up as we went along.
Send us your secrets.
But I think this is going to be kind of the formula. You know, we'll go down the list. We'll take your secrets. We'll distill them. We'll feed them to the masses. Corey just quit this podcast. Wow. Those headphones right off. So Corey's checked out, so it's just Mari and I now.
Okay. Now we can start the real podcast.
Now that real cast starts. In closing, you know, thank you again for listening. Thank you for those who sent in. Please fill out the form. We need more people to choose from.
Twitter.
What's the website?
The website right now is stupid. I mean, you can.
Stupid.
Well, I don't. We didn't register a real site.
We need to buy a URL.
We're going
to
get an URL.
Omnibar.
I think it's going to be kissandtellcast.com. That's what I'm going to get. We've got. What do we have right now? We've got Bitly, kissandtellcast. I've got a fake site set up. Oh, Corey.
What time is it?
Corey's got to take his birth control. we've got kat.j38.net. That's a temporary address.
Yeah.
But really, just look for us on Twitter. Click some links.
Corey Schmitz is my Twitter name.
Talk to Corey Schmitz. What's Mari's?
I don't know.
Mario Domo. Mine is Scott Garner. Also let us know what you think. You know,
I set up the Kiss and Tell podcast.
Oh, we do have a Kiss and Tell Twitter now. Let us know what you think of the show. Give us feedback.
Hey, what's the Twitter name?
It's Kiss and Tell Cast.
I think we're going to go with that pretty much down the line.
Is that cast with a K?
It's a cast with a C, like for your body.
It's like a cast, like a
Castaway starring Tom Hanks.
You know, like different.
Thank you, Tom Hanks.
Oh, so it's saying it's like all three of us. System. So we're the cast of the show.
Yeah, we're the cast of the show.
Oh.
Yeah,
so kind of a dual meaning.
That's believable. I think that's believable.
Duality.
So right in. Thank you so much. You guys got any announcements you want to say?
Mari's pregnant.
Mari's pregnant.
I'm. It's twins.
He's got that preg preg.
Ooh. Wow. It got awkward in here because I think that's actually true. I will say, I've got a little book coming out with Mari soon. Look for that. I've got some work up at a gallery in Portland called Grass Hut. You can go check that out. Mari, you got anything going on?
making a logo for a vegan matchmaking service.
Oh, and yeah. If you want to, you want to drop the name of that?
Waterproof Matches.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, it's cute.
Corey, you got any projects going on? How are your magazines going? You got anything exciting going? Corey, as you may know, is the creator, publisher, director, producer, star, anything else, designer of the controller and EXP. Do you say EXP or do you say EXP?
It's EXP in all caps.
EXP in all caps, now known as the controller. Yeah. Pick it up. It's beautiful. I've got some stuff in there. Mari has some stuff in there.
It was in the latest issue of PlayStation Magazine.
Corey's famous. You guys should know this. You should write sexy fan mail to him.
Yeah, you idiots.
So, yeah, I think that's pretty good. You know where to find us. Look for us on Twitter and Tumblr, et cetera, et cetera. Anything else, gentlemen?
That's about
it. Corey doesn't even want to say goodbye.
Whatever.
Corey's so over this. Well, okay. Thanks again for listening. And this has been Kiss and Tell with Mare, Corey, and Scott.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye for us. Bye. Maybe there'll be another one.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. I want to tell you.